Welcome back to Side by Side Production. I'm your host, Brian Gassner, a real estate broker in the Twin Cities, Minnesota, inviting you to go out into your local market and kick some butt with me. Let's go help people buy and sell houses. Let's do it at a very high level. I got my selfie stick on Friday. I'm ready to go out and really do some damage in my local market, take some market share, and start to add some value and service to those people in the local community that are looking about moving. Well, it's easy right now, isn't it, for people that are selling a house? Almost too easy. That doesn't mean we're going to discount our service or our approach. Quite the contrary, we're always elevating that. But anyway, where I sit right now, to give you an update, I'm at 10.4 in the pipeline in the 100-person conversion process that I use. I think I have 8 people on stage 1. I forget how many on stage 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. And that's entirely where we're turning our attention here going forward. So tomorrow, I'm going to operate entirely in the new model, which consists of this. The first 15 minutes of the day, I will update my NBA statistics so I can look at it later on that night and have some more fun watching a ball game than I otherwise would. And I'm going to update the MLS. I'm going to update the properties in our database and make sure that they're up to date and accurate. Both of those things in the past took 1 to 3 to 5 hours a day, depending. Now I've got them boiled down to 5 minutes apiece, just in terms of the minutiae of getting the data properly assembled. And with that assembled, then at that point, that's only, again, 5 or 10 minutes each thing, should be 15 total, regardless of how you look at it. The next step in the process is to look at the local for sale by owner properties, make sure they're up to date. That only takes a couple of minutes. That, too, is all computer-based stuff that we've compacted down. The next step after that is to look at the map and figure out where my face can be of most benefit to my real estate business this day, right? Who can I go and see? Who can I go and introduce myself to or just refresh their memory of that is thinking about transacting on real estate in the short term so that I can get in front of them and start to help them get down the road, right? Give them some assets, give them some value, give them some things they can do. More than anything, get in front of them and give them the value that is me as their real estate agent, right? And start to own that value. Start to replace all of the content and crap that you do to try to put your production environment together and give them you, right? But be strong and be super, not forceful, but super determined in concisely deciding the actions you're going to take. You're going to have a lot of gray area, and that's fine. Make your decisions, execute your strategy, and move on. So we're going to do that. We're going to go out, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to spend about 2-3 hours on the phone every day. Then we're going to spend about 2-3 hours in the field every day. And then we're going to spend a little bit of time just kind of updating the system a little bit, right? We'll look through some old leads we had. We'll try to find some things that fell through the cracks. We'll look at some properties that maybe in the local market aren't producing well, where maybe we can help some agents gain some traction in their business. And then after that, we're going to circle back and take a step back and just kind of meditate on things and really think and visualize about how we can do things on a higher level, right? Now, there's going to be probably a little bit of time in between there that's reaction-based, but not much. We're going to limit that. We have some signage and guerrilla marketing that we're doing in the local communities as well, so we'll do that. And we'll have another hour or two that is strategically aligning with whom we want. So we're going to spend 10, 15 minutes on Facebook here or there, trying to stay aware of what's happening in the groups and participate in the groups. And then we'll spend at least an hour reaching out to people in the local community, people at banks, financial planners, accountants, anybody and everybody that might have a hand in the big picture here. And we're going to reach out to people in our sphere. So that is it in a nutshell. That's a day in the life of a super productive realtor that has a production environment, a personal production environment that is extraordinary, that can do all of this on the fly and more. And I'll interject those little tidbits along the way about how much time it would have cost me yesteryear versus how much time it's going to cost me today now that I have a finely tuned, state-of-the-art, world-class personal production environment in place. I can't wait. Come along tomorrow for the ride. It's going to be crazy. Thanks.